Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I am your host, John, and today we're going to talk about wind harvest. But before we get into that episode, please hit that follow or subscribe button. And the reason why I say that is when you're listening to this podcast, everything that I will share with you is case sensitive. And so what I mean by that is that the information that you receive, you may have less than 90 days to respond to the information. Of course, obviously, I'm going to put the flashlight on it for you, and it's your money, so you can decide whether you want to invest in it or not. But by subscribing, you have this case-sensitive information, and then you'll be able to take a look at that, because sometimes these startup companies that are on WeFunder and they're on republic.co, it doesn't take long, and then they get the funding, and then they're done, and then you have lost opportunity. I'm also going to go over two other companies, and they were actually, one was on Shark Tank and went to one of these platforms, and one is on one of these platforms, and then they're going to Shark Tank. So please have a piece of paper and a pencil to write down this information that I'm going to share with you, so you can watch it on Shark Tank. So without further ado, let's dig into this. So we're on right now WeFunder.com, and I'm looking at Wind Harvest. Now, this was a company that is starting out, and I invested in them. And what's good about what I see with this Wind Harvest company, and I'm not getting paid anything for any of this. This is just my opinion. I'm not getting any kickbacks or anything like that. But the reason why I got into this Wind Harvest company is, the first thing, they had an early bird. You get in, it's called an early bird start. And what that means is that you get to a certain point, and like say the first $200,000, for example, if you're one of the early investors, you're going to get 8% on a promissory note. And then I ended up getting per $100, 640 shares, which may not seem like a lot, but you got to remember, this hasn't gone to Wall Street, or has that potential to go to Wall Street, or the potential to be bought out. So if you have 640 shares, and say it goes to Wall Street, and it goes for, say, $30, well, now you have 600 shares, and what's that, $18,000 on a $100 investment. So the upswing could be potentially huge on that. There are also other perks that they give, and you can go and get in at the $250 level, $500,000, whatever your financial situation is. But for most, the average person, you're probably going to only be able to invest $2,400 a year, and that includes both sites. So republic.co and wefunder.com, if you have $2,400, that's all you're allowed to go. Once you fill out the information and you sign up to wefunder.com and republic.com or .co, when you fill that information out, there's going to be information on how much you're allowed to invest. And so, $100 is not going to break you. It's basically just gas and a meal. But the upswing could be huge. Now, all these startups, you're not going to see a return on your money immediately. Now, with this promissory note, it says within 1 year. So, 8%. So it's what, $8 per hundred. So you are going to get some money on that, depending on their perks. But Wind Harvest actually if you go to the WeFunder platform and take a look at it, when you see all these different wind turbines that are incredibly huge, there's a lot of wind that's on the downdraft, and there's a lot of lower wind that these big turbines don't capture. And so what Wind Harvest does is they make incredibly smaller wind turbines, and they're all lined underneath and around these big turbines. So what that does is makes the wind farms so much more energy efficient, and they were able to find a niche in that and find a market for that. So that's pretty neat. So I would check out WeFunder.com and look at Wind Harvest and do some research on that. But it's awesome. I mean, you can also go down when you go to the site. You can look at you can ask a question if you have a question you want to ask the CEO or the owner. They have reviews, they have updates, and they actually talk about, you know, what they do. And then you can also follow other investors, or you can ask other investors questions. So it's a really awesome platform that's very viable. Now, when you go over to Republic, and I click on that, what's nice about Republic is that you actually can put your cursor over each one, and you can see how many investors are investing, how many days, and what the total amount is. So I'm going to talk about two right now that have gone to Shark Tank. And first one we're going to talk about is Genius Juice. Now, they're currently on republic.co. And this is one I invested in, and at the $100 perk level, you're going to get a coupon code for 6 free bottles of this Genius Juice. And so what that is, it's all organic, and the Genius Juice is, they get their coconuts from Vietnam. It takes 25 years for these trees to bear fruit, so it's very expensive. So they charge about $8 per bottle. And the reason why they charge so much is because they have investors like you or I, potentially, and they have to pay their shareholders. And so when you think about getting 6 free bottles times 8, that's $48. So you're getting $48 worth of value right there. Plus you're getting the perks that come with it. But Genius Juice was first hosted on Shark Tank, and that was, let me see if I can find that real quick. They're showing the episode through a link on a YouTube channel, but I believe it was last year. And after they did that, they made a deal with, say, I don't know if it was Mark Cuban on Shark Tank, but after they did that, they continue to do well, and now they're on republic.co, and they're raising funds right now for that. And that's $209,000 they've raised so far. So if you're thinking about getting into that, you want to take a look at it, you might want to hurry up before they reach their cap. And the next one I want to talk about is called Sienna Sauce. And let me see if I can pull that up real quick. They are currently right now, I believe they are done with their fundraising. So this is a potential lost opportunity. Let's see, mine was finalized in February 2020. And Sienna Sauce, this girl, her name, let's see if I can pull this information up. I should know everything by heart, but I have so many investments that I invest in. It's incredibly difficult to keep track without going back, because I kind of try to set it and forget it. But anyways, you want to check that out. And this is where you want to write down on your calendar. So February 19, Sienna Sauce is going to be on Shark Tank. And so what you're actually going to see is, let's see, what you're going to see is they're going to premiere Shark Tank 219 at 7 o'clock, so mark your calendars. And her name is Simon Creighton, and she's 16 years old, maybe she's probably 17 now, and she's going to be on Shark Tank. So if you invested into Sienna Sauce right now, there's a very strong possibility that, say, a Mark Cuban or somebody like that may want to buy her out. We don't know what the deal is going to be, but now I'm an investor in the sauce. I get the perks that she offered, which whatever that was. I constantly get stuff mailed to me all the time, potting soil and hats and shirts and all kinds of different things. You know, as you invest, you get all these different perks, which is really cool. And we're going to find out what's going to happen with that. If let's say a Mark says, well, you know, I want to buy the whole thing, because I know Damon on Shark Tank has bought products right off. You know, he just buys it and he says, I'll give you $3 million and that's it. Well, anybody that has gotten invested in that, if they went on one of these startup websites, they're going to get paid handsomely for this, or they're going to end up getting some sort of shares depending upon how they take it. So anyways, you have two different spectrums here. You have Genius Juice that was on Shark Tank, and now they're raising funds here on the site. And then now you have Sienna Sauce, and they were on the site, you know, and I did invest, and now they're going to Shark Tank. So it'll be interesting to see how that happens. But you know, what is your $100 doing right now? You know, you're gonna go out to eat, you're gonna fill up your tank, and then it's gone. And with this, I think it's a great option to take a look at it. So take a look at that. Write that down on your calendar. Take a look at Wind Harvest on WeFunder.com, and then see what you think on that. But start bouncing around on that. My plan is to make a podcast once a week and show these different startup companies, chat with them a little bit. And also know that I'm not going to have any commercials. So for me, I don't know about you, but I'm so sick of commercials. You know, every time I want to pull up something, I've got to listen to ads, or I got to have commercials. And really what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give you a baby. I'm not trying to give you all the labor. I've gone over, hey, I got a book out there. If you want to check it out, if you want to help support the channel, that would be fantastic. The book is $3.95. I put a link on there to make it easy and convenient. And out of that, I get $1.58. So, you know, I don't get rich on that kind of stuff. And like I say, I want to put a flashlight on these different topics to see, you know, how they're going to go for you, so you're aware of that. And then a couple things. Angel investing started off in 2016, where the average person could now invest. And before, you had to have a net worth of $1 million. So the SEC had changed the rules. Also, in 2021, now the SEC has made it so each one of these starter companies, instead of having a cap of $1 million, the cap has gone to $5 million. So what that means is that you might not see them toggling back and forth between, say, republic.co and wefunder.com, because now they have enough funds to continue their growth in their different levels. So another thing is pretty neat too, is you are going to get emails from the CEOs. So when you invest, you're going to get a thank you email. You also can interact with them, which is a nice thing. If you have any questions, you're certainly not going to get that from Pepsi or Coca-Cola. But definitely check these sites out. and see what you think. Every Saturday, I'm going to try to pop out an episode. So I'll at least commit to once a week getting that out. And like I say, I'm really not trying to push my book or push subscriptions. But if you find this information a year ago and wanted to get in, well, that's really not going to do you any good. Now, I encourage you, as more episodes are made, to listen to them all, because there may be something you missed in one episode, or I might have missed in one episode, where it may be in another episode. And collectively, you can take all that information and hopefully make good, informed decisions, for sure. But I think this is huge. This is huge that we have this opportunity to do angel investing and have these great opportunities. One more that I'll think of, and I'll share with you why I'm doing this podcast. Eptera. Now, I don't have this information pulled up, but I invested in Eptera, and that's a three-wheel solar car, which goes 1,000 miles on one charge, and it plugs into 110. Now, they tried to do this a few years back and failed, but they since got funding, and they since got put on, I think it was on WeFunder, and that they raised almost $5 million. So, you know, they're up and running strong. And when you invested now, you get early startup, and then I think you get some shares. I'll have to look at that. And then you get a contract through a PDF form once you get finalized, and there's a process there, and maybe I'll explain that more on another podcast. But anyways, I'm in on that one. And so if they go to Wall Street again and make an offer, I'll either make a decision to stay in or to get out, but I'm certainly going to make a huge amount of money on that. And then Elon Musk with Tesla, they ended up using the plug, I believe. Don't quote me, you can do research on that, but they're using the plug that Tesla offers. So now, excuse me, what that means is that Elon Musk is familiar now, and they're working with, or Elon Musk has knowledge of Eptera, which is absolutely a huge thing. So what happens if Elon goes, hey, you know, I'm in four-wheel, or I'm in, four passengers, but Eptera is three-wheel, looks like an airplane, and they're in two, what happens if he wants to buy it? What happens if he wants to shelve it? You know, there's a lot of these technology companies, they get bought out and they get shelved. Sometimes they get bought out and it's huge. But in any event, us as investors, this could be huge and life-changing. And the thing that I really want to emphasize here, you only have to be right once. That's it. If you're right once, you could easily hit $1 million. They did that when Uber came out. Per $50 equaled $1 million if you got in at a startup. But you couldn't do that because it wasn't allowable. And now in 2016 and heading forward, the average Joe can get into these startups. And I'm trying to spread the word. And so if you have any friends or families, I know this sounds like a pitch, share that with them. Because if you're not wanting to invest, maybe they might, and maybe you can change your family's financial tree. Well, I've babbled enough on here on the podcast. I hope everybody has a great day. I appreciate everyone out there. And you know what I like to say? Happy trails.